California Ag Today. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
If you give a farmer a goal, they will most likely try to meet it as long as it takes care of their land and allows them to farm into the future. Eric Holst is Associate Vice President of the Environmental Defense Fund Working Lands Program. He's based in Sacramento, and he's an expert in developing strategies for environmental management on working forests, farms, and ranches. He's also a member of the CDFA board, and he has an important view of the California agricultural industry.
It's an incredibly important industry, you know, greater than $50 billion, you know, net for California, and that's really important. And I think even more important than the monetary value is the land and the water that it touches. So farmers and ranchers in California have a lot of influence on how we manage land, how we manage our landscapes, how we manage rivers and waterways. And so it's incredibly important to weigh in on, you know, policy issues that relate to agriculture in California.
And when you think about the pervasiveness of agriculture in California, it's from the Mexican border all the way to the Oregon border. And then you have three or four cities on the coast. So the big industry in California is agriculture. Eric Holst.
You know, we mapped that at one point. So something like 45% of California is in privately held working land. So it's, you know, it's land managed by farmers and ranchers and forest landowners. They have a lot of freedom about how they manage their land. You know, it's probably the most highly regulated place in the world in terms of environmental performance. So their management decisions are constrained to a certain extent by regulation. But still, there's a lot of room to, you know, make decisions that can help or harm the environment.
And Holst mentioned it's a good thing to set a goal.
Yeah, I mean, I think my experience is that if you set a goal and then allow farmer or rancher to figure out how to meet that goal, that's probably the best way. The conditions are different on every farm, every ranch.
He noted that California does have higher environmental standards than anywhere else.
And then to develop policies and implementation of policies that give a lot of flexibility to the individual operator. I think that tends to be, in my experience, the system that works the best.
That's Eric Holst with the Environmental Defense Fund.
Thinking of buying or selling agricultural property? Think Pearson Realty, the industry leader in farm real estate brokerage for nearly 100 years. Call a Pearson Realty experienced ag property specialist today at 559-432-6200. Again, 559-432-6200.
This is California Ag Today.